Hello, America. I'm Nathan Losey with Ag Resource Company in Chicago, bringing you the Ag Resource Livestock Market Watch. Ag Resource Company offers daily market reports with unmatched analysis of livestock, grain, and soybean markets. Ag Resource also provides farm market consulting services personalized to your operation. Learn more about Ag Resource and our services by visiting us at agresource.com or by calling our office at 312-436-0353. Cattle and feeder cattle futures quietly traded higher during the week, supported by oversold technical conditions and an outlook for steady cash prices. Deferred live cattle futures led the weekly recovery after pacing the decline in early April, and strengthened deferred live cattle supported a recovery in feeder cattle. The CME Cash Feeder Cattle Index was down more than $2 for the week, but was well above the early week lows, and compared to a year ago, the cash index was $87 higher. June cattle confirmed support under $172 and are priced at an average discount to the cash market for late April, while nearby futures found support under $180. However, a recovery in summer cattle futures will need to be led by the cash market. Hog futures were back and forth during the week as the market consolidated the previous week's losses. However, the cash hog market continued to advance, increasing every day and gaining $1.60 for the week, and was also over $90 every day. Packer demand appears strong while market hog supplies start to seasonally tighten, and much improved domestic and export demand continues to prop up cash hog and pork prices. The weekly export sales report showed that pork exports rose to a 9-week high last week, and cumulative exports in 2024 are 8% more than a year ago. Outstanding pork sales are up 32% from 2023, offering a much improved export outlook in the coming months, and keeps the cash market on track to test $105 this summer. Until next time, I'm Nathan Losey, and thanks for listening this week to the AgResource Livestock Market Watch.